Gene Hemrick reporting from Lima, Peru. This is the second installment of my trip to Peru and what I've been observing and documenting with film and also with this MP3 recorder. The last day I took a tour with Brother John Benish of the Holy Cross Congregation, and basically what we did was to tour the parish where I'm staying. And when you think of a parish, you usually think of one church. Actually, this parish consists of 19 different chapels, and the Holy Cross priests have responsibility for all of them. As we traveled around, you have thoughts as you see these churches, some being very beautiful, others just in ill repair, just falling apart. It dawned on me, and I asked Brother John Benish, I said, well, you know, our generation is taking care of this now, but we're not going to be around that much longer, and who's going to come and take care of these parishes? And he said, that is a very good question. When we're talking about taking care of a parish or a chapel like this, we're not talking just about taking care of a building, but we're talking about services to people who are, well, less than prosperous, in fact, very poor. And when I went around, I noticed that in some places, a chapel will also have things like services for those who need psychological help, those who need physical help, mothers-to-be, all of these other services that take place, preparing them. People for marriage, baptism, the sacraments, the whole church in action. And true, there are some outstanding lay people and sisters doing this work with the priest. But at the heart of the work is the Eucharist and the priest. And you have to wonder what will happen once this generation of priests disappears, leaves, dies, and who will follow up, because there are not the numbers like they used to be. One of the things that also hit me as I was visiting these chapels was the fact, and this is no exaggeration, I would say at least 75% of the women I saw had a child at their feet, walking with them. There are children all over the place. You'd almost think you were in a kindergarten atmosphere with all of these children. And when you really think of the chapels, you think of the services, you also think of this generation that is coming up. I was told that Lima, Peru has somewhere between 9 million, maybe 8 million people right now. But the projections, of course, are double, triple that in the near future. And again, the question rises that, well, you know, they'll get along, they'll make it somehow or another, but what about the faith? What about their faith? There's so much secularization going on now, so many things to turn them in many different directions. And one of the most beautiful things about our faith is it gives balance to life. Life is more than just stereo sounds and televisions and all of that. They're good in their own way, and they're entertainment, and we need that. But then the values of life. And where do you get the values of life? Well, first of all, in the home. But where does the home turn to in order to understand those values? And here we have our wonderful idea of a church, parish, these chapels, and the schooling that goes with it. And so that was some of the thoughts that crossed my mind, and that is, what about the future? Who will be there to minister to them? Will we have a new core of lay people who will come down here and really bring some great services and values to these people? And where will the Eucharist be in all of this when we look at what is happening here? I also had the privilege of going to one of the schools here, which is a formation center for priests. But not only for priests, but they have a lot of adult education that takes place. I have pictures of it, and they will be on the website, but it was like a Shangri-La in the middle of rubble. And I mean real rubble. And if you look at the pictures, you'll see that the huts around it. Also, looking up the mountain, those little huts that are carved out of there, and you wonder how these people survive. And then you have this beautiful garden-like setting in the midst of all of this. And of course, the first question comes to most of our minds is, well, you know, this is pretty nice, but is this really identifying with the poor? But then the thought crossed my mind, you know, we bring people in here, it is beautiful, there is a garden-like atmosphere, it's clean, it's orderly, it's well-constructed, it's a model. It's a model for these people and what they might do to uplift their situation. It gives them something to see. And not only in regards to buildings and beautification and gardens, but also the whole idea of education and new ideas about how to live married life, how to deal with secular problems, and what life is all about in general. So we have a very, very young population here. It's amazing how many children you see. You know, mother pulling their little child across. I try to take some pictures, although I don't want to invade on the privacy of people. But it's cute, it's beautiful to see how they cling to their mother. And you think, wow, this is going to be the future of Lima. And who is going to be there to be part of their community and the support system they need? Well, these are two thoughts. One, visiting chapels, another, visiting a formation center. And then all of a sudden, thoughts of, you know, what is the value of all of this? And the more I looked at it, I thought, this is wonderful, what is being done here for the people, giving them hope, giving them ideas, giving them something to hold on to, and also something to help them get into the future. But, what about that future? Who is going to be there after we're gone? And when the population explodes, what direction will it go in? Will it be totally secularized? Or will it be filled with Christian principles that help us get it through life? Life, which is beautiful, but at times very trying, it needs the life of Christ and God in order to really make any sense out of it and keep it together. End of second installment. I wish those of you who hear this could be here. It is quite an experience and a lot of food for thought.